This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thinking about a cup of coffee. Dude, is there anything better than a Friday late afternoon cup of joe?
Little pick me up.
Woo!
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Woo! Come on now. Come on now. I might need 2 cups. Maybe even 3. As I'm looking at my empty cup over here, I devoured one before we got started. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Broads with you. Talking about QB1, Jalen Hurts. But there's a new QB1 for this upcoming Sunday, which is Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee getting the nod. And I want to know if you think it's a good idea to compare the two. What you see on Sunday, will you compare that to what we've witnessed with Jalen Hurts all season long? Let's get an update on our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Will you be comparing McKee to Hurts on Sunday? 77% of voters say no. 23% say yes. So we're moving in the right direction. Slowly. Very slowly, but surely. We are moving in the right direction. We'll see where it gets to by the end of the program. Before we get back to your phone calls, we will listen right now to Nick Sirianni, who spoke with the media earlier today and talked about why he chose to rest Week 18.
Yeah, I think I discussed that with you guys as far as just all the things that, you know, I kind of take in hand. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I went with... You know, it's not a guarantee that we can get the 2 seed, but I can guarantee I can rest the starters, right? And so, just thought that was the best thing for our football team right there. Feel really good about the guys that are going to go in there and play. Obviously, you can't rest everybody, and so you know we've had a good week of practice. We're going in there to try to win the game with some guys that haven't played a ton of snaps on offense and defense, but obviously have contributed. But just felt like that was the best thing for the football team, you know, for this week moving forward.
I think he made the right call because there could be a world where you play all your starters, you don't get a bye, and you still have the 3 seed. But then you're really setting yourself up for failure. And that would be the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is not playing your backups losing with the Lions winning. That's not the worst case scenario. It's the second worst case scenario, but it's not the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario is you play all your starters, you get no rest at all. You don't think these guys are dying for an opportunity to just breathe for a second? These guys are hurting, ladies and gentlemen. A bye this late in the season, it's almost as if it's two byes. That's how much hell they go through, especially following the shortened off season last year. Because they were busy, you know, winning the whole thing. With Jalen. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So, a couple of things. If anybody's comparing Jalen Hurts to Tanner McKee, just stop it already. Tanner McKee is warming a bench. Jalen Hurts is taking us to the Super Bowl. Even though I'm not really a Jalen Hurts fan, but Tanner McKee, I got a point to prove. Yeah, I'm going to try to outplay him and make him look bad because I want that money too. But you only played how many games? I don't want to hear it. And against Washington, you better play. You've been sitting on the bench all year long, dude. You better play. And guess what? You know what? You better get us to the second seed.
Oh, wow. I like, Mike, I respect that fire. Now, I don't like the fact that you're not a Hurts guy, but I do like the animosity you have towards, like, yo, dude, let's go. Get us that damn two seed. I could get behind that little bite you got.
You're getting paid for it.
That's right.
Guess what? Get out there on the field, Mike, and make it happen, dog.
Damn right, Mike. Now, why don't you like my quarterback, though?
Why don't I like Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't play this. I don't do this play. I don't do that play. What do you mean? I'm paying you millions of dollars.
Oh, here we
you
go.
Better do what I tell you.
I shouldn't have asked. I'm sorry. We're done. Thanks, Mike.
I am surprised.
I shouldn't have asked.
That you asked him.
I'm done.
Had such a good thing going.
I had enough. He doesn't do that. I don't want to do that. What are we basing that on? Now, there were those two reports from Kemsky and McLean that stated he didn't want to have as much running in the playbook. Now, hear me out with that. I don't discredit McLean and Jimmy Kemsky. They're very good at what they do. I do think there may have been a discussion between Sirianni, Petullo, and Jalen about the best way to methodically get through this long season following last year. And if one of the conversations was, hey, you know, I tweaked my ankle before that cost me the back end of a season where I was on pace to be MVP, right? And I ended up having that concussion against the Commanders when I ran with the ball. I want to make it to the finish line with my group. Like, if there was a fair conversation where people assume when they read that Jalen went in there, put his stones on the table, flipped off Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni and said, I'm doing it my way. I'm not running. Losers. Like, you know, like that's how people feel. That's how he barged into the meeting room, kicking the door open and saying, this is how it's going to get done. If it was, hey, you know, let's talk a little bit about what we want to do here. Petullo, coming into this first year, these are kind of my ideas and thoughts that I would like to have. What do you like? Okay, let's sit down. And if there was a real professional conversation and real dialogue about how do we best put Jalen in a position to make it through without getting dinged up, and they come up with the conclusion that, hey, maybe I don't want to run as much, especially early on, it's ugly football, let's just focus on not turning the ball over, and as we blossom as a team, we can start slowly but surely incorporating some things, I'd be okay with that. If that's the discussion, I don't have a problem with that at all.
No, I don't either. So what they should do, I wish they ran him more this past Sunday. Only had three carries, but a lot of that may have been the Bills kind of preparing for him to run the ball. For future seasons, what they need to do is save the designed runs early in the year for, you know, critical third downs and in the red zone. I don't need to see him on a QB draw first and 10 from the Eagles' 35-yard line.
I do like that play sometimes.
It's a good play,
works.
But I don't need to see it in the second quarter when you're on your own side of the field. I'd rather see it on 3rd and 5 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Or 4th and 2 in the third when you're down by 10 points. Save it for the specific – you know, downs and distances and these specific moments in the game. As the season goes on, once you get into December, then you got to open it up.
Different ballgame.
December football is the closest thing to playoff football you're going to get. You got to be playing your best ball in December, and you just get ready for the playoffs in January. So September, October, November, save it for specific instances in the game, and then December is when you turn it on. Scrambling, you're never going to be able to control. You just hope that he makes a good judgment call to scramble with it, take it, whatever, whenever he can. But on the designed runs, there should be a plan throughout the season. And I agree with it if it is, you know, what I said.
Yeah. No, I'm, as you should.
Yeah, right.
You agree with your own opinion? That is unreal.
Yeah. It's a good idea. It's a really good idea.
It's a great idea. That's awesome. All right, let's go to Brandon in North Carolina. What's up, Brandon?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What's happening?
I almost hung up once you spazzed on the one guy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, why?
He ain't gonna like me either.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead. I'm in a better headspace right now.
Okay, good. You got it all out.
Yeah, I got it out. I'll work with you a little bit.
I can take them tough. Hey, man. So I am that. I guess the 25%.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask this. So how did you feel? What was your take on Jalen Hurts after the Washington game and the Raiders game a couple weeks ago? Did you feel like, hey, that's what I'm telling you guys, he can do it? Were you like kind of upbeat about it?
Honestly, this year, I think I really only had the needle moved really was after the Vikings and Giants game. I would say I liked what I saw in some of those games, but it didn't move me as much as Minnesota and New York. That was the one moment this year I thought it was really going to hit, and it obviously never really reached that level again. So that would be my answer.
Gotcha. And the reason why I asked that is because, like, to your point, this game is quote unquote, it's not a meaningless game, but it's, you know, it's not a lot at stake for Tanner McGee.
Sure.
But the thing about it is that the game was just played against Washington, the same team, I mean, essentially, as far as defensively, it's just 2 weeks ago. So I think it's going to be natural for people to compare the two quarterbacks because it's not like, I mean, Washington didn't have anything to play for 2 weeks ago either. And, you know, still, it was about what we saw in ourselves. So I think it's going to be natural for people to compare, especially people who are big on Tanner McGee, which I am. To be honest, I'm big on Tanner McGee.
How
and,
big?
And it's not. That doesn't mean I'm. That doesn't mean I'm anti.
No, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. No, but how big are you on Tanner McGee?
I'll say this: you bring up a great point because we don't know, right? If I was to say, "Hey, look, he's the next Tom Brady," that'd be an ignorant statement.
Sure.
Right. But you bring up a great point when you said. Defensive coordinators haven't really, they don't have a lot of tape to go off of when it comes to Tanner. So, yeah, he's going to have a little bit more success. But they're not really, they don't have much of a game plan against him on. But I'll say this, the reason why I'm so big on Tanner this year is because of our window being so small. Like, I don't feel like, and I don't, this is going to set you off. I don't feel like Jalen Hurts has evolved as he's needed to evolve as a quarterback. That's my personal opinion. And this window that we have with the team that we have, the guys that we have, we're going to have to pay guys next year, which is it's an every year thing, is, you know. But our window to win again is extremely small. And if Tanner gives us a better chance to win because of the fact that there's not a lot of tape against him from a defensive coordinator standpoint, well, let's go win now.
You're saying this playoff run, because there's less tape on McKee, he could be a better option.
I think that's a point to me. I don't think that's the reason. I really feel like, from a quarterback standpoint, Tanner McKee gives our offense, he gives us an opportunity to maximize the potential of our offense, of all of our offense. I get it. There's Dalen's way, and then there's other ways. I get that. But is Dalen's way beneficial for everybody on the team, or is it just beneficial for Dalen?
Well, it's beneficial for the team winning.
Winning, I agree.
Yeah, and that's all that matters, right? At the end of the day, you're right though, because I think AJ looks at Jalen and goes, "He's not the best for me," but Jalen goes, "Me is the best for the team winning." And you're right. I think there is a part of that where AJ doesn't think he's maximized by Jalen, but Jalen is the best to win.
You can also say, here's a crazy take. I'm going to say it. It's a crazy take. You can also say that Dalen not being as efficient of a quarterback as we need him to be, it actually compromises not even just AJ and Smitty and the receivers, but it also potentially compromises the running game. It compromises the defense, because of the defense, we can't.
You can't have this type of defense and Jalen's compromising it. Like, there's not much more this defense can be. Yeah, but there's not much. This defense is the best defense you've seen. There's no way. And Brandon, I appreciate it. I gave you a good amount of time there for me, which is, I respect you. But I think you're ludicrous, but I respect you. Like, see what I'm saying? Now Jalen Hurts compromises the greatest defense your eyes have seen. See what I'm saying on how much does Jalen hate ghosts? Jalen compromises. Uh-oh. Oh man. See, I think what's happening is it's getting unleashed.
He's got a headache.
It's getting unleashed.
You're doing the eye rubbing thing when you have a headache.
Ugh.
Gotta get some Tylenol.
So now Jalen hurts the run game. No, he didn't play a role in how effective the run game was last year by having the most rushing yards in the Super Bowl. He's actually hurting the run game. And the mindset is the window's closing. So we should go with the quarterback who doesn't have tape on him, because that's better than going with the guy who's won the Super Bowl and bought out in both Super Bowls. See what I'm saying? See how this is? Oh, man.
You do deep breaths again?
I don't know. I don't know if deep breaths is what's going on here. Am I going bananas? What are we doing? What are we doing? He was right. I wouldn't like anything he said. But I handled it better.
You did. I'll give you credit there. He warned you.
He warned me.
And then you didn't like what he said, but you maintained composure for the most part.
I did. You know, I've realized as I do this, if you are a Jalen hater, I think if we establish that early, I'd do a better job than if I find out halfway through.
You know, on the screener where it has like the person's name and the city that they're from? I think in lieu of the city, whenever you're on, it needs to be like
pro or anti Jalen
instead of the city.
Yep. And here's another thing about window closing. Jordan Davis is just getting started. Jalen Carter's just getting started. Nolan Smith's just getting started. DeJean's just getting started. Quinyon Mitchell's just getting started. Devontae's just about to hit this prime. I don't think that there's a window closing. The best part about having a general manager like this is that window's always reopening. First off, the NFL windows, this isn't the NBA where you have Kobe and Shaq and you have this crazy window. Where the Miami Heat, where you have this wild window and you kind of know it in the NBA landscape. This is the NFL. I mean, it is so year to year. Look at the Patriots, last year to this year. Like, this window thing, you would have thought back in 17, oh, we have this window to get it done with Wentz. You blink your eye and you're on a new head coach with a new quarterback and this and that. And so, but, you know, they have so much youth on the defense that I don't think that you're going anywhere defensively. I really don't. Jahad Campbell's just getting started. So, no, I'm not benching Jalen Hurts because there's less tape on Tanner McKee. Hi. Carl in New Jersey. What's up, Carl?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
I'm going to give you what I think is a superb analysis.
Ooh.
I'll start with the initial summary. I am a Jalen supporter.
Okay.
I am. But there are some what I'll call constructive criticism.
Okay. I'm behind that.
And let me just go through this, and then please, I welcome all the comments. But I'm going to first start with a negative, even though overall I'm a supporter. The negative is, and you saw this, and let me get through all of it, in the Chargers game, the way Justin Herbert moved around in the pocket under more pressure from our defensive line than Jalen received from theirs. His pocket presence isn't as great as it could be, so that oftentimes he's rolling out to the right and either making unbelievable play or throwing it out of bounds. But that's only one negative. Now I'm going to flip quickly to the positives. The man is an excellent, accurate deep ball thrower that he doesn't get credit for. His deep balls are on a freaking dime. Okay? That's a positive. Another huge positive before I get to a negative, the guy's clutch. I mean, he's clutch. I was at FedEx Field, okay? I was there. And, you know, we're down 10-7 at half, and we get to the one, the sneak, you know, the tush-push gets 5-yard penalty. Then there's some other penalty. Then it's 3rd and 15. He improvises and throws a beautiful pass to Dallas Goedert. That is the strength of Jalen Hurts. When you need that play and it's 3rd and 15, he makes it time and time and time again. He's a money player. Having said that, here's a negative. And by the way, that's the chief reason I'm a supporter. As great as Patrick Mahomes is, and I still think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL before he got hurt, when the game's on the line, I feel very confident with Jalen Hurts with the football. But I'm going to throw another negative out there because
okay.
I'm not blind. And the other negative, and you saw this in the same Chargers game, he will sometimes miss open receivers over the middle. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But
right.
Now, please comment on me. This is where I'm coming from. That's as fair as it gets.
Yeah, Carl, I honestly think it's fair analysis. And thank you for the call. You're right. Look, when I defend Jalen, do I go over the top a little bit? Yes, because I think the hate goes so over the top. But he's not perfect. There's flaws. Guess what? Josh Allen has flaws. Pat Mahomes has flaws. Quarterbacks have flaws. Jalen's got flaws. You're right. There are some throws over the middle that he misses. But there's so much that he does so well that it obviously outweighs that. And this year, he's not playing his best. Like, this is not Jalen Hurts' best season. It's not. It's not his best season. Now, why? Let's talk through why. And some think, well, you're going to be making excuses when you start talking about other areas. I will die on this hill. If it was just about who has the best quarterback, then Aaron Rodgers would have 15 quarterbacks. Super Bowls. Then Aaron Rodgers would have 15 Super Bowls. Then Josh Allen would have 15 Super Bowls. If it was strictly just about do you have the most skilled quarterback in the league, then all of these quarterbacks that we discuss over Jalen Hurts would have a million. But Aaron Rodgers has one. Matthew Stafford had to go to the Rams with a Sean McVay, an Aaron Donald, who's the greatest defensive tackle to ever exist, okay? A Jalen Ramsey at the time. A Cooper Kupp. I believe Odell still had a little juice left in the tank that season.
Tore his ACL in that Super Bowl.
In that Super Bowl. There's another guy. They traded for Von Miller that year, who went nuclear for the Rams. He needed a mastermind offensively. He needed weapons. Cooper Kupp, you don't think that's a big deal? You don't think Odell that year was a big deal? You don't think having the best corner in Jalen Ramsey in the league throughout this little sequence is a big deal? The best defensive tackle maybe ever is a big deal? It takes so much to click to win a Super Bowl. That's why all these skilled quarterbacks who are technically better than Jalen, who have better arms than Jalen, who are better throwers of the football than Jalen, that's why they don't have a billion Super Bowl, because it takes a lot. So let's dissect why Jalen's year isn't the best ever. I think the offensive line's banged up, very much so. I think Kevin Petula was very new at this, and it's hard to become a play caller, let alone a play caller with the expectations to win a Super Bowl. I think he's overmatched. I think Saquon's not having the same year. I think Jalen's not playing his best football from an individual standpoint, and that's why it looks this gross. But we don't have to go to the extreme that Jalen is some stiff, he's a bum, he can't play, he can't read a defense, he can't throw the football with anticipation. I saw it on 3rd and 4 over the middle of the field to Smitty in between two defenders, right after I saw him throw it over the middle of the field to AJ with a defender right in his grill, AJ's grill. He fit it into a small window. He can do this stuff. He's not perfect. He does miss throws. I also saw Matthew Stafford on Monday Night Football right after the Falcons kicked a field goal to take a three-score lead there, or three-point lead. First play, 20-something seconds left on the clock. Miscue on Atlanta's point. Wide-open receiver that would have flipped the field and put the Rams right into field goal position instantly. Missed him. Just missed him. That's Matthew Stafford. He's very good at throwing the ball. Missed him. It's going to happen sometimes. Big body of work. First 5 years of his career. He's magnificent. Magnificent. 215-592-9494. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing Tanner McKee to Jalen. Not 1 second are you. 215-592-9494. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backups are measured in moments. Coming up next, your phone calls continue. And Ross Tucker on the matchup. What does he expect to see? You'll hear from him. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.